And welcome to Phillies Talk. It's almost summertime for 2023. June 21st starts it off. The Braves and the Mets, an important series for the NL East and the Phillies coming up. All that and more on this edition of Phillies Talk Podcast with Rich Baxter. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Phillies Talk Podcast. It's the longest-running independent show talking about the Philadelphia Phillies on the internet. Yeah, it goes back to way back to 2006 when the show first started, and podcasting was in its infancy. So welcome aboard the show if this is the first time you've tuned in. And of course, there's another show called Phillies Talk. That show started a couple years ago and barged in on my name, but I think there's plenty of room for both of us here in the podcast space. Well, the Phillies have a crucial series going with those Atlanta Braves. They started last night, game one, against the Atlanta Braves here at home at Citizens Bank Park, Tuesday night, June 20th. And unfortunately, the Phillies ended up losing the first game against the Braves after having a great last 2 weeks. The Phillies have been exceeding a lot of people's expectations. When you think about that, in early June, they were the most games under 500 that they had been the whole season. June 2nd, I believe that was. And here on June 21st, as of the time I'm doing this podcast, they're not that bad. They've clawed their way back up into a respectable, quote-unquote, position in the MLB NL East. And I don't know if they're going to make a run at the Braves for the NL East title, but this would be a great place for them to start. The Phillies still three games over 500 at 38 and 35. They're taking on that red hot Braves team who currently are 47 and 26 as of Wednesday morning, June 21st, as of the time of doing this podcast. And the Phillies hung in with them last night. They had a 1-0 lead for a while. And Ranger Suarez was keeping right up with Spencer Strider. All we heard about was Spencer Strider. Even from our own broadcast announcer, Tom McCarthy, seemed to be, you know, on the Strider bandwagon to me. And I don't know if that's just because, you know, things turned away from the Phillies, but it just seemed like everything was about Spencer Strider last night. And yeah, he did do great, no doubt about it. He ended up playing much better than he did against the Phillies, rather than in game three of last year's National League Division Series, where the Phillies roughed him up. And, you know, I think the Phillies need a second chance at Strider. For some reason, you know, Suarez stayed up with him, only allowed one earned run last night. Suarez had 7 strikeouts. Strider had 9. Strider gave up 8 hits. Suarez only gave up 4 hits during that game, game one against the Braves. Again, in an important series. Now the series start to take on much more importance, especially when the Phillies are taking on the NL East opponents. And they have 2 of the best NL East opponents facing them this week at Citizens Bank Park, which, of course, the Braves, and then the New York Mets for the weekend series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So they need to do well against these NL East foes. They can gain tremendous amount of ground, especially with the Phillies and the Braves. Now, the Phillies just dropped one whole game back behind the Braves because of this. I believe they're 9 games back now in the standings. But you know, there is a few more games remaining between these two teams here in Philadelphia. Last 10 games, the Atlanta Braves are 8-2. They won their seventh in a row last night. Now, the Phillies could have really upset their apple cart by welcoming them into Philadelphia and winning. And they were on pace, too. But, you know, lo and behold, after Ranger Suarez came out of the game, the bullpen came in and boom, there was the game. It just seems like any time either team gives up their starting pitching, now it becomes a three-inning battle from like the sixth to the ninth inning between the two teams, if it's close. So like I said, the Phillies, 9 games full behind the Atlanta Braves, and it could be worse than that, the way the Phillies were playing the first couple months. Now it's June. They seem to do better in June. They're still 3 games over 500. But look at the team in front of them just for a second here. The Miami Marlins are 42-32, a full 10 games over 500. And they're only 5.5 games back behind the Braves right now. They tussled with the Toronto Blue Jays last night. They ended up losing in a close game. But wow, that's been one of my surprises so far for this year. The Miami Marlins coming out of nowhere. I don't think anybody picked them to do well this year. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They've matched the Phillies. The Phillies are also 7-3 in their last 10. Now, I'm not going to mention the word wild card. I despise when people even mention that in the month of June. It's so stupid. It's like saying a needle in a haystack, because that needle is going to change so much. From now to the end of the season, it just doesn't even merit talking about. So I'm not even going to mention the wild card race right now. And anybody that does is, in my opinion, just wasting their time. Still plenty of baseball to be played. In fact, I think there was a time when they didn't even put the wild card standing up till around June, because, you know, prior to that, it didn't even matter. And it still doesn't, in my opinion. You've got June, July, August, September. You know, you've got a good bulk of the season to go. Why put that wild card race into the mix? Let's just focus on baseball, see how good your team is doing. In our case, it's the Phillies. See what they can do. As I said, the Mets coming, into town over the weekend. Coming up here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's going to be an important series for the Phillies, because the Mets have basically owned the Phillies for a long time, not even just this portion of the season. It stretches even into last year. So I'd love to see the Phillies do well against the Mets. And the Mets are struggling right now. They're 5 games under 500. They're 34-39. They're 13 games back, a full 13 games back. So the Phillies have 4 full games over the New York Mets. And even though at times they do look good, they're still a team that has really struggled this year. So the Phillies should go in there and know this and play appropriately against a team like the Mets, and that series is coming up. Last night at the ballpark, 37,000 plus in attendance at the game. 37,746 exactly. That's a huge crowd for a Tuesday night, almost a sellout. Great conditions, 75 degrees at game time yesterday. And even though the Phillies didn't win, 2 hours and 46 minutes was the time. So, you know, these are games that the Phillies are going to want to look back at and say, well, I wish we should have won that one, or we should have won that one. We had the lead, gave it up, and then the Braves never looked back. They had a rock solid bullpen, even though, you know, AJ Minter came into the game with a 5.35 ERA. So he hasn't been exactly rock solid. Rossiel Iglesias for the Braves got his 10th save of the year. He hasn't been lights out either. His ERA is 4.34. But then we look at the Phillies pitchers, you know, that came in after Suarez, and they're sort of guys that are very unknown to this this setup, as you know, the bullpen. Jeff Hoffman, does that name ring a bell to you? Andrew Vasquez and Dylan Covey, who, you know, the game was a little out of reach at the time he came in, but he's got a 7.20 ERA. Gave up one hit, one innings pitched last night. You know, I guess they want to get him some work, but at times you want to wonder what Thompson is thinking when he puts certain pitchers in a close game like this. I know the bullpen is used. That's what they're there for. They're only used sparingly. That's what they're there for. You know, if they're a bullpen pitcher, then they should be able to come in. But you bring a guy like Jeff Hoffman in, and he ends up losing the game for the Phillies. Now, hindsight is always 20/20, but, and it could have been someone else that was brought in and lost the game, like Sir Anthony Dominguez or Sosa. You know, they've been using those guys a lot lately. But I think those guys are the guys that you're going to depend on down the road. They're going to be the ones that you depend on if the Phillies make the playoffs, the big names, the higher echelon names like that. Not the Hoffman-Vasquez-Covey combination, for sure. In a close game against the Braves, it kind of makes you wonder a little bit about player personnel picks to go into the game. Nothing other than that. I know some people on Twitter can be very tough, call it Twitter muscles. You know, they want Thompson to be fired because he brought in a guy like Hoffman and the Phillies ended up losing. Yeah. Yeah. It's easy to go out on Twitter and type those kind of things, you know, and that's social media for you in general. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Social media can be a great thing and it can be a horrible thing. Last couple of weeks, I've been trying to tune out of a lot of the social media. There's so much negativity on it that it just can bring you down sometimes. It's almost like watching the news 5 or 6 hours a day. You're only generally going to get bad news to watch. So why subject yourself to it, you know? But looking ahead for the Phillies, and the series continues tonight, pending weather on Wednesday night. I'm going to check the weather in just a second. Some game notes from last night. Ranger Suarez has allowed just one run or less in four consecutive starts of at least 6.0 innings for the first time in his career. And that's since he got back from his injury. His three straight outings with seven or more strikeouts marks a career high, surpassing a two-game stretch from September 25th to October 1st of 2021. So Ranger Suarez has been dealing. He kept right up with Spencer Strider, who is, by the way, maybe the best pitcher in the National League right now. He's 8-2. But look at Ranger Suarez. He stayed toe-to-toe with him the whole game. If the Phillies bats could have came alive, we might have been talking about a Phillies win today, but just wasn't to be in the loss last night late when the Braves got into the bullpen and scored a couple runs on the Phils. Some other notes. Nick Castellanos last night, he's batting .355 with seven RBIs across his current seven-game hit streak since June 11th. It's his second longest hitting streak of the season behind an 8-game stretch from April 19th through April 27th. So Nick Castellanos has been stringing together some long season hitting streaks here, currently at 7. And his longest was an 8-gamer in April. So Nick Castellanos, no doubt about it, has turned the corner. He's become a favorite of Phillies fans. His hustle, his work ethic, a lot of things to like about Nick Castellanos. I'm so glad that you've been following this podcast. You'll know that, you know, at the beginning of the season, I was selecting one player that I was going to buy an authentic jersey for. And that's not an authentic jersey. The one that I'm talking about is not the Nike field jersey, which in itself is $350 when it's not on sale. And rarely do they go on sale, by the way, those jerseys. This is a team issued authentic jersey that I was looking for. And the guy that I selected, you know, on opening day, by the way, was Nick Castellanos. So I grabbed an authentic jersey, team issued, which I love wearing to the stadium and around town. It's really, really a great jersey. So great that he's doing well. Bryce Harper, he has 2 hits in each of his last 3 games for the second time this season. He also did it back in May from May 10th to the 13th. And he has multiple hits in 16 of his 29 games that he's been in, which is 55%, in which he has collected a hit. So awesome for him. As I said, the Braves won 7 straight games for the 3rd time this season. So they're looking at an 8-game winning streak if they can beat the Phillies tonight, pending weather in South Philadelphia. That's amazing. Atlanta moves to 17-7 in series openers this year and has won 3 consecutive games at Citizens Bank Park now since September 24th, 2022. And they've done that for the first time since 2016, way back in 2016, September 2nd through the 4th. So they have a 3-game consecutive winning streak at Citizens Bank Park. Hopefully the Phillies can break that up tonight in Game 2. And just a note about Spencer Strider again. He's the 5th pitcher in history to open his career with a win in 6 or more straight games against the Phillies. So the guy has been dealing against the Phillies. Only the 5th pitcher in history to open his career with a win in 6 or more straight games against the Phillies. He's the first to do that since Carl Hubble and a guy named Charlie Root won 6 consecutive games against Philadelphia way back in the 1920s. So that's the kind of pitcher that Spencer Strider is. I was wishing the Phillies had him on the staff, but of course they don't. And he pitches well against the Phil. So that's some game notes and some streak notes from last night's game. As I said, Game 2 looming in the distance tonight at 6:40 p.m. We're also only 9 games away from an Xfinity fireworks show, June 30th. That's that date. And then you have to wait a couple more weeks till July 14th because they're splitting it up this year. Well, apart from what Philadelphia does on July 4th, Aaron Nola going for the Phillies tonight. He's 6-5 with a 4.66 ERA. Going against a tough Atlanta Braves pitcher, he's 1-0 with a 2.03 ERA, only 20 years old. A.J. Smith Schuiver is his name. Say that fast 3 times. A.J. Smith Schuiver. A.J. Smith Schuiver. 20 years old, going for the Braves tonight. making his fourth game of the season, his third start tonight at Citizens Bank Park. We'll see what the Phillies can do. Maybe get some hits and score some runs early for Aaron Nola. That would be nice. And so we got Nola going for the Phillies tonight. That's a good thing. Kyle Schwarber, his power surge in June is extending. He had his 23rd career leadoff home run the other night in Oakland on Sunday in the sweep of the Oakland A's. That was the Phillies' sixth straight victory in a row. Last night, believe it or not, it ended their winning streak, their longest winning streak of the season, six games. So, and of course, like I said, the Braves won their seventh. So each team brought a six-game winning streak into last night. They played very well. It was a well-played game till towards the end when the Phillies' bullpen gave it up. But looking forward to the remainder of this series, Wednesday and Thursday, pending weather. And as I said, I will check the weather now on the podcast as I'm doing this. And of course, you know, by the time you're listening to this, this will be ancient history to see if we got this game in. But looks like currently a huge blob of rain headed into the Philadelphia region as of 12 to 1 p.m. Now, let's see if we can get the extended forecast here. It looks like it's going to rain up through around 4 p.m. in the Philadelphia area. That's what the weather is saying. Light rain up through 4 p.m. So we'll have to see what happens for the remainder of that time. Can they use the field still? But the rain is supposed to be out of here by 4 o'clock, but yet now it shows that possibly by 7 to 8 p.m., it may be back. So that's around game time. So it'll be interesting to see if the Phillies can get this one in. Tomorrow, I'm looking at the forecast as well. Showers, basically forecast for most of the day. And let's see, into Friday, it looks a little better. But we're going to have to keep our eye on the weather. I do not like this when I have tickets to a game, and I do not have tickets tonight, thank God. It's a touch and go situation. You have to really keep your eye on social media for what the Phillies are going to do. Are they going to call the game early? Are they going to make you go to the ballpark, park, get there, and then call the game, try to get some in? And then these games are getting carried over to another day, which you have to use your admission to go see the game that you paid for. So, I mean, I'm not going to get on that rant. That's another mini rant that I have going for this season, the way they're dealing with rainouts across the MLB. But, you know, they've changed a lot of things this year in the MLB. I think the fans should start speaking their voice if they're not happy with this, because, you know, we're paying the price for these games, and we should be the ones to be considered rather than the other way around a lot of the time. So thank you for listening to this edition of Phillies Talk Podcast. As I've said, I'm trying to catch up with my co-host, Matt Vizi. We've been back and forth a couple times, trying to arrange times. He's busy. I'm busy. That kind of thing, going back and forth. One of these days we'll get Matt on, and hopefully soon. So give Matt a follow at Phillies Bell there on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Fightin' Phillies, and check out my blog, fightinphillies.com. That's the home for this podcast and a whole lot more. Check it out also at baseballtalkradio.com. That's the home for great baseball radio talk shows. Thanks for listening. Take care, everyone, and have a great week. Let's go, Phils!